Okay, some of the key highlights this week in the Missouri Senate, I think, was the passing of the budget. Of course, we had talked in previous weeks about the Appropriations Committee going through the process. Last week, the Appropriations Committee getting the budget finally marked up and onto the floor. This week, we went through the budget, every one of the budget bills of the major budget. There's a couple other budget bills that's always lags behind. Some of the capital improvement budget bills is always a little bit later. But this year, the fiscal year 2007, which will begin actually July 1, will be a $20.8 billion budget. Now, of that $20.8 billion, general revenue makes up about $7.7 billion. In other words, that's the amount of money that the state brings in from income tax, sales tax, and some of those items. There's about $6.1 billion that we receive from federal government. Now, that is generally matching funds. So, in other words, we don't have much say-so where that goes. GR is about the only amount of money that we have that we can really appropriate and move wherever we want to. There was another almost $7 billion that comes from dedicated sources, and those dedicated sources are items such as gas tax or the conservation tax. Now, we know that the gas tax has to go into the roads, and of course the conservation tax goes into funding conservation. So even though that money comes into the state, we really don't have any say-so where that goes. So we've ended up with about a $20.8 billion. Some of the major budget items in the budget this year, there was a $142 million increase for elementary and secondary education. $127 million of that was just to be phased in for the new school funding foundation formula that we had passed last year. And then also another $15 million for the small school grant program. And that's for the schools, I believe, with that's smaller than 350 students. And, of course, the pay raises for the state employees are in both, and we'll talk a little bit later about how those have come out. Now, we want to remember that there is a constitutional deadline for passing the budget, and that is by 6 p.m. Friday, May the 5th. That is 1 week before we're out of session. So, in other words, we will have to totally complete the budget. And the process, the way it works, is that now that we have passed it out of the Senate, the House has already passed the budget. The budget bills will then go into conference committee. Now, if the House and the Senate both agree on certain line items in the budget, those aren't items that they conference on or they negotiate. It's only where the differences were. Now, there are a few differences in the budget. And it doesn't make any difference whether there was only a half a dozen or 40. They will probably take up sufficient amount of time in trying to negotiate over the differences that they have. Within the elementary and secondary education, it is a total of about $5 billion of our state budget. And that is actually a 3.6% budget increase over last year. Within some of those items is an increase by $1.6 million for the First Steps. Parents as teachers, that increased by about $1 million. Other programs that got increased funding in elementary and secondary education is the A-plus schools program. The state's food programs and special education got an increase of about $5 million. And those are just some of the items. Of course, it's way too numerous to mention now. But the Department of Higher Education got about a 5.7% budget increase. And their total budget is about $1.1 billion. Department of Transportation is the one with the big increase. It's about a 51.9 or almost 60% budget increase, and that is up to now $2.62 billion. $400 million of that is an increase from federal funds and from Amendment 3 that we passed a couple years ago, which is the redirection of the funds. And I think that's one of the reasons now that you're starting to see a lot of constructions on our highways. I know my office has been getting a lot of calls about they're frustrated about all the work that's going on You know, if we're not getting calls because people think that the roads need fixed, we're starting to get calls now because maybe too many of the roads are getting fixed at one time. So it's kind of interesting, but it's good. I know that in a couple of years, when we get through this process with the Department of Transportation's new smooth roads efficiency, from the length of time that I first come into office in 97 to now, there has been an increase in the condition of the roads, and over the next 5 years that I think that most Missourians will start to be pretty satisfied with most of the roads that we have in the state. The Department of Agriculture got about a 13.1% increase in budget, which I think is long overdue. The Department of Agriculture has been struggling just to maintain the last couple of years. They'd suffered some pretty good decreases in their budget. They're up to about $42.5 million. A large part of that is due to some of the ethanol increases of about $8.6 million and biodiesel subsidies of about $5.25 million. So I think it's good for the Department of Agriculture. The Department of Conservation is about a 2.4% budget increase. I think we need to remember that the Department of Conservation doesn't get any funding from general revenue. All of their money comes in from their sales tax and sales of permits. They have about a $141 million budget to work with. Department of Economic Development, they ended up with about a 2.2% budget increase. Takes them to about a $2.77 million budget. Department of Public Safety, they ended up with about an 8.6% budget increase. That will take them to about a $421 million budget. Department of Corrections, this is something that we've worked on for some time. I think most of you remember that we had discussed several times before of the Department of Correction employees getting an increase in pay. Well, all of the state employees, except for at this time anyway, the judges, elected officials are not going to get any type of a pay raise at all. It's still up in the air where the judges will. They might get some. The House and the Senate disagree on that. But within the Department of Corrections, not only are they getting the 4% that all of the other state employees are getting, but there's an additional 4% for those. So the corrections officers will end up getting about an 8% pay increase. And it looks like that some of the state nurses will be about an 8% on top of the other 4 for them. So that, in my opinion, is very good. The Department of Health and Senior Services, are going to end up at about $822 million budget total for this year. The Department of Mental Health, about a 6.6% budget increase. That will take the Department of Mental Health up to a little bit over $1 billion total budget. Department of Social Services, always the biggest one. You know, that's where a lot of the state Medicaid is. It's still a 3.8% budget increase. That takes their total budget to $6.2 billion. So remember, we've got about a $20 billion budget, so Social Services is taking up almost one-third of that. And I think everyone believes that we have cut Social Services and Medicaid drastically. If you read in the press, that is the opinion that you get. But I want to tell everyone that Missouri is going to spend at least $200 million more dollars on Medicaid this year than it did last year, and we even spent more last year than the year before. And I think that's why everyone needs to understand that we had to make some changes in the way that the Medicaid program was running. It was absolutely going to break the state. So I think we got a reasonable budget. As we come back next week, I know that the House and the Senate Appropriation and Budget Committees will be in conference a lot through the next week, meeting and trying to hash out some of the differences that they have. I'm sure there'll be some pretty good arguments, but I'm also satisfied that we will have a budget on the governor's desk by May 5th.